welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles safety and special teams ace Colt Anderson. A young man I think is a very interesting subject to talk about this week for a lot of reasons. And you may not even know why. Do you know why? Do you know why I have you in here? I've got you in for a lot of reasons.
Interesting subject.
Oh, you are a very interesting subject
this
week.
I know it's a subject, but
you are a subject.
Bring it on, bring it on.
Well, listen, let's first talk about the season and just the turnaround here, Colt. And the way it feels, I think fans don't realize how much winning impacts a player day to day, just reporting to work.
Yeah, well, when you win, it's a little easier to show up for work. I mean, we show up for work, win or lose, but you can just tell the energy around the facilities after win, it's just a little better, you know, and everybody has a little more energy, just a little more positive. So it's fun when you're winning.
Yeah, it seems like everyone has really taken to the coaching staff quickly. The defense, for example, I mean, 9 straight games, 21 points or less. What's been the key to getting this defense, everyone working together? What's been the key?
Well, you just said it. Everyone's working together. You know, as a defense, you know, that's what you strive for, is guys just doing their job. And it's cliche. You say it all the time. You know, you got to do your job to be successful. And, you know, at the beginning of the season, you know, I don't want to say guys weren't doing that, but, you know, something wasn't happening. And, you know, over the season, our defense really hasn't – I mean, everyone's just starting to do their job. And when you have guys doing their 111th, you're going to be successful.
Is it just kind of learning what the coaches want from you?
It's learning, you know, what the coaches – want from you, and then it's also having confidence in the guy next to you that he's going to get his job done, because that's what defense is all about, is having confidence in the guy next to you, and then confidence in yourself that you're going to do your job.
Yeah, and there certainly is just a defense here that's been physical. You're taking the football away. The red zone play has been terrific. Same with special teams. I mean, what happened on Sunday in that crazy weather was certainly the exception, but by and large, Colt, the coverage teams have been unbelievable. Your take on that group?
Yeah, last week, you know, we let two get out the gate, and we were real disappointed in ourselves. And you can make excuse, you know, the weather was a factor, but you know, myself, I weather wasn't a factor. You know, we had myself, you know, we need to make plays, and last week we didn't do it, and it was unfortunate. We gave up 2 touchdowns, but up until then, you know, we've been getting better every week, and, you know, we got to have a short memory and forget about last week and move on, because, you know, the Vikings, they got 2 dynamic returners that have returned a couple to the house, so we got a big challenge this week.
Yeah, Cordero Patterson had 2 returns for touchdowns on kickoffs. Give me the scouting report on that rookie.
Stop him. Tackle him. Yeah. Don't let him get going, because when he gets going, he's tough to tackle. He breaks tackles in the open field, and he hits it downhill. He's the guy that has been making a lot of things happen. And then, you know, their punt returner, Sherrills, he's a guy that also hits it downhill. He's quick and has enough speed to break away, and they're 2 really good returners.
When you're studying during the week, how much are you studying the scheme versus studying the style of the returner? A dancer? Well, I mean, I would not call DeSean Jackson a downhill returner, right? He would be more of a kind of make you miss and then go kind of guy. Versus a downhill, so I'm trying to kind of distinguish the two.
You know, DeSean, he can make a lot of guys miss. This guy, you know, he's a one-cut guy. That's what we say, one cut downhill. DeSean might make a couple cuts and hit it downhill. So I'd like to say most returners are downhill guys after, you know, but it's maybe a one cut downhill, maybe 2 cuts downhill. Both these guys are one-cut guys. They're not doing a lot of dancing. They're not breaking, you know, making a lot of guys miss. They're just making one guy miss and then hitting it. So, you know, that's how we judge our returners.
Colt, what's been the key to your success? I mean, it's been several years now where you've been on the field and you've been dominant in coverage. Is it will? Is it, you know, you had the injury, you came all the way back from the injury. What's been the key for you?
I don't know. When it comes to special teams, it's all about attitude, and I truly believe I'm going to make every play, and I try to make every play. And you know, if I have a guy I need to block, I'm going to block him the best of my ability. And it's all about will, all about want, and all about having the right attitude. And it's about confidence. And you know, I'm not the biggest guy, so I'm going to play guys certain ways, and block them certain ways, or tackle them certain ways. So it's a will, it's a want, and it's about confidence, knowing that you can make that play.
Is this a special weekend for you, going back to Minnesota? You played for the Vikings before the Eagles had the opportunity to acquire you.
It's definitely a little bit more special. You know, the Vikings gave me a chance to put me on the practice squad. I was there for a year and a half. Didn't get an opportunity to play active on the 53-man roster, but thank God the Eagles called me halfway during the second season, because I don't know if the Vikings were going to give me a chance. And so it is a little special. Still know a couple guys on the team to stay in contact with, but other than that, it's another game. You know, it's a big challenge for us. We got to go in there with the mindset that we're going to win the game, because they're going to give us their best shot.
You know, Chip always talks about that one game at a time thing. You've obviously completely believe in that, don't you?
Yeah, definitely believe in one game at a time. As soon as you start looking beyond that, that's when you start losing, and then bad things happen. So it's a one game season for us.
This week, Jason Kelce was named the winner of the Ed Block Courage Award. You were the winner last year, and I remember talking to you, and I'm not sure you know totally embraced exactly how big this award is. Now Jason's in this position where he's got to understand. Fans don't quite understand. What does winning the Ed Block Courage Award mean? It is a tremendously prestigious honor within the NFL.
Yeah, you know, Ed Block, it's about overcoming, you know, an obstacle or a challenge in your life. And at the time, like you said, I didn't really realize the importance. My teammates, it's something your teammates vote on, so that's a big deal. Anytime your teammates vote for you on something, it's a big deal. And you know, we went down to Baltimore, went to the Courage House, saw these kids just overcoming. I mean, you talk about overcoming, you know, a challenge. These guys aren't even given an opportunity to succeed in life, but somehow, some way, they're overcoming that. And so it's a big deal. And I told Kelce, you know, it'll open your eyes when you go down to Baltimore and see, you know, these kids and, you know, how they're not even given an opportunity from the get-go, but somehow, some way, they're overcoming becoming something in life.
Yeah, it's a great story, and it really, the Ed Block Courage Award, beyond football, certainly means a lot. It is a foundation set up to help abused and neglected children, and the NFL certainly has been a proud partner of the Ed Block Courage Foundation for 35 years. Off the field, you've got the up top on.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. Let's see it there. Everybody,
it's the holiday season.
Yeah, buy your up top, enjoy the moment. You've been running that line for a few years now, right?
Yeah, it's been
going
a
pretty well.
Years. Yeah. I'd like to take all credit, but it's my brother. He does. My brother and a couple friends from back home, Ross Richardson, my brother Luke, they pretty much do it all. And I help out as much as I can. But
well, hey, man, everybody.
But it's the holiday season. TeamUpTop.com.
Okay.
Check it out.
TeamUpTop.com?
Yeah, check
That's
it out.
What's called?
Yeah.
All right, man.
Men's and women's. Thanks.
Oh, do you have women's stuff too?
Yeah.
I got to check it out. Maybe
my wife does a great job. She helps out with picking out some women's designs and garments. And she does all right.
You could see the fashion plate here.
No.
Cole Anderson, we thank you, man. Thanks.
All right, thanks,
In
guys.
Studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.